Exposed skin in temperatures like this is dangerous.
That immediately puts us in a risk for both frostbite and hypothermia.
Dr. Cynthia Romero is the state health commissioner.
Frostbite oftentimes is associated with a loss of sensation or feeling in the affected area.
You may not even know. Look for discoloration, red, white, or blue. It can happen anywhere in the body that is exposed to cold weather.
Nose, ears, cheeks, chin, even our fingers and toes.
Worst case scenario, if left untreated,
they could lose that particular body part.
First aid.
Putting warm clothing, mittens, scarves, any type of clothing over those areas. And if they need to seek medical attention, right away. But oftentimes not necessarily trying to soak it in warm water or trying to do anything else other than do what they normally would to prevent additional cold exposure and definitely cover it up to try to warm that area up.
The other danger is hypothermia.
The internal body temperature can actually go down. That could really lead to more serious mental conditions, particularly confusion, memory loss, drowsiness, even slurred speech. Try not to stay outside too long.
How long is too long for exposed skin?
I would even say 15 minutes, depending on how truly low the temperature is, how immediate the wind is blowing. If it's the very young, like the children, or the very elderly that may have thinner skin and more vulnerable skin, probably even less than that could be a concern.
She says dress in layers, cover your head, face, ears, and neck, and don't forget your hands and feet. Best plan? Stay indoors. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.